Welcome back to the Global OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Benjamin Samuels of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Newton, Massachusetts, the Shir Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Samuel slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by Mishabeach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you, dear friends, for joining under the auspices of the amazing leadership of the Orthodox Union that has been our community's flagship and light in the pillar of light in the desert as we've made our way through this COVID pandemic. And also in assembling us to stand together and join our voices, whether in person or through this phone call, to stand with the Jewish people, our brothers and sisters in Israel, and for the Jews throughout the world. We find ourselves in the 9 days, the Bein HaMitzarim, these 3 weeks between the narrow straits, between Shivas Arba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And at this time especially, we think of and we stand with, we give voice to, and we act upon our deep love, our commitment, and our feelings of mutual responsibility within the Jewish people. I want to turn back to the double portion that we read in our synagogues last Shabbat. You may recall that the tribes of Gad and Reuben approached Moshe, and they said, "We're all standing here at the boundary line, about to enter the land, to inherit the land, and we've noticed it's good pasture land. We'd actually like this land on the west bank of the Jordan. We'd like this land, excuse me, the east bank of the Jordan. We'd like this land for our flocks. And Moshe said, "What, you're going to stay here and your brothers, your sisters, they're going to get into the land, they're going to defend themselves, they're going to have to fight, and you'll be here in safety and security?" And they said, no, you misunderstand us. We will go to fight, but we want to leave our flocks, we want to leave our families, we want to leave our children here." And they say, "We will go to fight, but Gidrot Son Nivne Limiknenu, we will build pens for our cattle, for our flocks, v'arim l'tapenu, and will be build cities for our children." And Moshe makes a deal with them, and he says, "If you're the vanguard and you go out and fight, that's fine. After we settle the land and inherit all of the promises, then you could go back." However, Moshe switches things up. He says, "Arim l'tapchem, then you'll be able to build cities for your children, and gidrot l'sonachem, and pens for your flocks." Rashi, citing the Midrash, points out that the children of God and the children of Reuben paid more regard to their property than to their sons and daughters. They mentioned their concern for their cattle before their concern for their children. And Moshe said, "It can't be this way. That which is ikar, that which is principal, the chief thing, put that first. And that which is secondary, tafel, subordinate, put that second. build cities for your little ones, and afterwards, enclosures for your flocks. And that's what they did. But my dear friends, I'd like to ask you, what was the true cost of leaving their children behind on the east bank of the Jordan while they joined, even at the vanguard, the rest of the tribes, the children of Israel, as they went in to inherit their ancestral promises as they went into the land of Israel? The children of the tribes of Gad and Reuben were left out of the effort. They did not experience the challenge, the solidarity. They did not enact the fulfillment of God's promises to our patriarchs, to our matriarchs, to the people of Israel. We stand in the Bein HaMitzarim, these narrow straits. Last Sunday, there was a solidarity rally that the Orthodox Union was a co-sponsor of in Washington on behalf of Jews everywhere and our brothers and sisters, especially in the land of Israel. Not all of us could make it there, but we all have to ask ourselves, now that we are in the 9 days, what can we do this week to stand for Jews, to stand against anti-Semitism, to stand up and be activists for our people? But there's a further question we have to ask. How do we involve our children as age appropriate? How do we train up our children to be activists for the Jewish people, for the state of Israel, and its citizens? How do we involve our children as is age appropriate and train them for that sacred task, that sacred responsibility? Because, imenani limili, if we don't do it, who will do it? That is the lesson that we learn from last week's parsha. I want to give you all a yashar koach, because the first step is always to join our voices and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what we are doing in our recitation of Tehillim. That is what we're so grateful for, the Orthodox Union's daily leadership in bringing us together for Chizuk and for the recitation of Tehillim. But we have to go a little further these 9 days. Each of us should accept upon ourselves a way to contribute of our resources, time, energy, money, in whatever ways are appropriate for each of us, to stand with the people of Israel, to fight against our enemies, to affirm the values of who we stand for and what type of world we want to live in. And with that, may we merit the beginning of our redemption. I am now going to recite the Tehillim that Rabbi Herman mentioned before. Please follow along with me as I recite these psalms. Psalm 20, Perek Kaf. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ba'olascha yedash nesela. Yitain lecha kilbavecha b'kol atzascha yimale. Neranena bishuasecha b'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yimale Adonai kol mishilosecha. Atayadati ki hoshia Adonai mashicho ya'aneu mishmei kodsho bigrot yasha yimino. Eile barechev ve'eile basusim va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu b'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha'melech ya'anenu v'yom karenu. Perkaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Binos desha yarbitseni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Napshi yeshobev, yancheni bema'agle tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech begeit salmoves, lo ira ra ki ato imadi. Shiftecha umishantecha, hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged sorerai. Dishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivayo. Ach tov bo chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti beveis Adonai l'orech yamim. Per Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos esai enai el hehorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa bo'echa, me'ato v'ad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kerosicho Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tihieno oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmorio Adonai mi amod. Ki imcho hasilicho leman tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kiviso nafshi, beli dvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofidus. Behu yiftes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. I will now recite the Mishnah Berurah for Cholim and Cholot, the prayer for those who are ill. When I pause, please feel free to recite the name or names of the people for whom you pray in the particular. Mishnah Berurah, Avosenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Be'aharon David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapeh et ha'cholim. Betoch shar kol chole Yisrael, ba'avur sh'anachnu mispalim ba'aburam, bizcharze hakadosh baruch hu yemale rachamim aleihem, lahachlimam, l'raposam, lachazikam, lachayosam, vishlach lehem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim, lechol evareim, lechol gideihem, refuas hanefesh, urefuas haguf, Hashta ba'agala bizman kariv v'nomar amen. We conclude with the prayer for our brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity. We pray that the omnipresent have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Onward to redemption. Achenu kol beit Yisrael. Hanetunim b'tzara v'shibya, omdim bein bayam ubein b'yabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziem mitzara lirvacha, me'afela le'ora, mishibud l'gula, hashta bagala ubizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Samuels. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good. Whatever it is that individually, collectively, that we're praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Ariel Shoshan of Avas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.